The following program is underwritten in part by
Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And today we're introducing a brand new segment to Animal Radio. Every other week we have a fear-free expert series segment. And we welcome Dr. Marty Becker, who I salute for really spearheading the fear-free movement. For those that are brand new to Animal Radio, what is fear-free, Doc?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this series with you. We've been friends and partners for so long on so many different things that help animals. And I think this is kind of a culmination of all the experience I've had and the people we've met. And basically what Fear Free is it's looking at the physical and emotional well-being of animals. For far too long, the veterinary profession has just been focused on physical well-being. That's vaccinations, parasite control, clean ears, short nails. When they're sick or injured, we take care of them. But the emotional distress that the animals have, we treat it like collateral damage. You know, yeah, the owner had to drag them in. Yeah, the cat would fly out of the carrier like a furry jack-in-the-box, you know, with like a hairy hand grenade with hair flying everywhere. But we brought together a group. There's about 175 people on the Fear-Free Advisory Group. There's only 73 boarded behaviorists, veterinary behaviorists in the world, and 53 are on the advisory group.
Wow.
Icons like Temple Grandin, the head of animal cognition at Duke, the head of the animal cognition lab at Columbia, the head of animal cognition at Barnard, people that know about the non-human mind. Basically, what we want to do is make it more like pediatric dentistry or pediatric medicine, how that has changed from the time many of us were little when we were manhandled, manipulated, threatened, and abused until now. I've got a granddaughter that loves to go to the dentist, and that's what we're trying to do for pets.
When you're talking about fear-free, you've mostly been talking about how you do it in the veterinarian's office, how veterinarians make it an easier place for the animals to come, so that they actually want to come to the vet's office. But you are launching the Fear-Free Happy Homes. What is that?
So I'll give you a little bit about the veterinary side first. You know, it's an online training program that veterinarians take. We'd hope to get 1,000 people the first year. And to date, in 15 months, we have 18,000.
Wow.
So 18,000, mostly veterinarians and veterinary nurses, what some call technicians, have gone through certification. But what Fear-Free Happy Homes is, we can get a pet to have a great experience in the veterinary hospital. We say dogs will want to come in and cats are neutral. That's our
cats.
That's our goal for cats. Good.
You know, cats aren't going to be fighting to get in, but the dogs will actually fight to get in. But then go home and have fear, anxiety, and stress at home. So Fear-Free Happy Homes is reducing fear, anxiety, and stress at home. And it's increasing enrichment activities. That's the happy home part.
If I want to make my home a fear-free happy home, where do I go? Is there a website?
Yeah, you'll go to fearfreepets.com.
Okay. I want to hear the story about Clyde.
Okay, this is powerful. Clyde was a dog that was a cur hound. Clyde was on the last day. So he was set to be euthanized that day. And there's a group back east called the Underhound Railroad, which I wished I'd have thought of that name. He was taken from the south to the north on the Underhound Railroad. And he was in a shelter in Pennsylvania. And a police officer that had been severely injured during an arrest, so she's on full disability, she adopted Clyde, love at first sight. And she takes him through training to be an assistance animal. This one had actually gone through training to do help with activities of daily living, pick things off the floor when she couldn't pick it up, answer the door, bring her the telephone. Then she took it through Pet Partners and it became an animal assisted therapy dog, a certified animal assisted therapy dog. So it's both an assistance animal for her and they do animal assisted therapy. As part of animal assisted therapy, you know how that goes. You go to the nursing home or the hospitals, yeah. They got to have a freshly groomed coat, they got to have short nails. She takes it to the veterinarian of 10 years and she walked in, do you guys ever trim dog's nails? Oh yeah, we do it all the time. Yeah. You know, she said, well, it's really hard. Oh, it's a lot easier for us here in the back. They took the dog in the back. She sat down and all of a sudden she hears Clyde screaming, a scream she'd never heard before, scream at the top of his lungs. A few minutes later, a technician came out, drenched in sweat, looked shell-shocked, and handed her the leash and said, oh, your dog does not like to have its nails trimmed. She goes, it took four of us to trim his nails. So she said, we think you need to go see a trainer. So she puts Clyde in the car. Clyde's covered with feces, with urine, with his anal gland secretions and the sweat from these people that were holding him down. And she takes him home, talks to the trainer. Well, the trainer had gone through fear-free certification. So she went to a local veterinary hospital that had people that had become fear-free certified. They had Clyde come in hungry, and they had really high-value food rewards. They had hot deli turkey and easy cheese, cheddar, and bacon.
Yum.
And so he got to just come in and have a treat. They had him on a yoga mat that was impregnated with pheromones. And they since they gauged his weight and everything now, they prescribed a little bit of a sedative. And he was perfectly relaxed. So while they had a pretzel stick up front with a little peanut butter on it, they trimmed his nails. He never stopped wagging his tail. The owner, Jennifer, this police officer, was just crying with happiness. So sure. Clyde was showing his happiness with his tail. Jennifer was showing her appreciation and happiness with tears. But that shows you the difference. That veterinary hospital that won't change, that continues to treat it like a rodeo or a judo throw or a WWF wrestling match or mixed martial arts, they either need to change or go out of business.
If we're looking for a fear-free veterinarian, where are we going to find, how can we locate a fear-free veterinarian?
So if you go to fearfreepets.com, there's actually a practice locator on there.
It is the Fear Free Movement. Check out fearfreepets.com. We have links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Dr. Marty Becker, I salute you and hope to speak to you again soon.
And thank you for your support.
The following program is underwritten in part by
Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.